RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Ukraine is interested to hold a political dialogue with Indonesia. In the third year of working cabinet, government focuses on equitable economic equality, just development to strengthen national unity. Now the news in details. Ukraine, as one of Indonesia's partner countries in Eastern Europe, is interested to hold political dialogue with Indonesia. In addition, Ukraine is also interested to cooperate and make a more comprehensive investment with Indonesia. It was conveyed by the ambassador of Ukraine to Indonesia, Volodymyr Pakil, to Voice of Indonesia recently in Jakarta.
That Ukraine is highly interested in further deepening political dialogue and comprehensive cooperation with Indonesia. We consider your country as one of priority partners in Southeast Asia. According to Indonesian statistics, bilateral trade reached $872 million. Ukraine is the second country in the Central East Europe, according to these data.
Ambassador Pakil added that his government deeply appreciates Indonesia's support to Ukraine, especially related to the territorial integrity of Ukraine. So far, Indonesia gave support to Ukraine related to Crimea crisis. Indonesian President Joko Widodo delivered his state address at annual sessions of the People Consultative Assembly at the Parliament Building, Jakarta, Wednesday, August 16, 2017. In his speech, the President was grateful for the achievement during the 72 years of Indonesia's independence. However, President Joko Widodo realized that not all Indonesian people feel the meaning of independence. According to the President, the benefits of development have not been fully distributed and social justice for all Indonesian people has not been fully realized throughout the country. For the reason, in the third year of the working cabinet, the government is more focused on equitable economic distribution. We want the people of Indonesia in the periphery, in the border areas, in the forefront island, in the isolated region, feels the presence of the country, feels the result of development, and feel proud to be a citizen of the Unitary States of Republic of Indonesia. Social justice must be able to manifest itself in the life of all nations and the entire blood of Indonesia. People in Aceh should be able to feel education, health, sanitation and clean water and transportation services as if being felt by their fellow brothers in all corners of the country.
Saudara-saudara yang lain di seluruh pelosok negeri, kita ingin rakyat di perbatasan Papua bisa memiliki rasa bangga pada tanah airnya karena kawasan perbatasan.
The president further expects the Papuans to enjoy the same price of mineral fuels and staple with other regions in Indonesia. He also wants the people of Miangas Island to feel the presence of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia through Healthy Indonesia Card Program, Smart Card Indonesia Program, and Supplementary Food Program for Toddlers and Pregnant Women. The President wants the people of Rote Island in East Nusa Tenggara to feel the benefits of infrastructure development, smooth connectivity, and decreasing price of logistics. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that development is an important factor to strengthen the unity of Indonesia. Fair development also makes Indonesia ready to compete with other countries in the world. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo in his State of the Nation address at the annual sessions of the People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia in 2017, Wednesday, August 16, 2017, at the Parliament Building, Senayan, Jakarta.
Pembangunan yang merata akan mempersatukan Indonesia.
Equitable development will unite Indonesia. Fair development will make us stronger to face global competition. No one feels to be a second-class citizen, a third-class citizen, because all of them are citizens of the Republic of Indonesia.
Semuanya adalah warga negara Republik Indonesia.
Furthermore, the President said it requires cooperation among all parties realizing just development. According to the President, cooperation is also needed in safeguarding the ideology of Pancasila and strengthening the nation's culture. The government has established the Presidential Working Unit for the Implementation of the State Ideology of Pancasila, or UKPIP, to strengthen the ideology of Pancasila to all levels of society, especially the young generation who is the future successors of the nation. Indonesian President Joko Widodo revealed infrastructure projects that will start next year. He conveyed the message on Wednesday, August 16, in his introductory speech on the budget statement and 2018 draft state budget. Other projects will also be launched to improve access to education, health, and basic facilities. In his speech, the President called on all Indonesians to cooperate to help realize the development plan. President Jokowi said that the funds will be used to improve the quality of public services in regions, create new jobs, eradicate poverty, and reduce gaps between regions. In his speech at the House of Representatives plenary meeting, President Joko Widodo assured that the government is always cautious regarding debts used for Indonesia's development. President Joko Widodo argues that through the fiscal policy expansion, the government intends to boost a sustainable and lawful economy for every Indonesian citizen, which will be done carefully while maintaining the upcoming fiscal balance. The President added that the increased financing from debts is directed to future productive sectors such as infrastructure development, educational improvement, public health, and rural developments. President Jokowi promised to carefully manage the state debt wisely. He defends that this step was taken to produce a positive impact on a maximized development which can be felt by a large portion of the people. Compared to other G20 country members, Indonesia proved that taking debts has improved the national economy and productivity. Joko Widodo Yusuf Kalla administration is quite successful in guarding and maintaining Indonesia's economic growth amid the global economic slowdown. This was disclosed by a member of the House of Representatives, Hendrawan Supratikno, to reporters at the Parliament Building, Jakarta, Wednesday, August 16, 2017. In addition to successfully maintaining economic growth, according to Hendrawan, the government of Jokowi Yusuf Kalla has also managed to improve the Human Development Index. Well, economic growth can still be maintained. It is quite good, about 5%. The Human Development Index, the more equitable development than the international confidence in Indonesia. Hendrawan Supratikno also appreciates the government's success in reducing the Gini ratio's rate of inequality of Indonesian population expenditure. According to him, although the decline of Gini ratio of Indonesia is very small, the government's success in reducing inequality needs to be appreciated, since efforts to reduce inequality is not easy. The Indonesian government and the House of Representatives should re-establish the National Legislation Program of 2017 draft priority. It was stated by a member of the House of Representatives, Yandri Sutanto, to reporters at the Parliament Building, Jakarta, Wednesday, August 16. Yandri Sutanto criticized the lack of performance of the House of Representatives in producing legislation products in redetermining the National Legislation Program 2017, he proposed that the House of Representatives and the government choose the draft law that supports the government program. I think the government and the House should sit together to discuss which is the most priority among the priorities. Actually, every year we conduct a meeting with the government to design this year's priority. Well, try again to choose among those priority which one is the most priority, especially to support the government program to continue to support the more urgent rules. A total of 49 draft laws are set to become the National Legislation Program of 2017 draft priority, according to data of Indonesia's Parliamentary Awareness Forum. Until mid-2017, only 4 draft laws passed into law by the House of Representatives, namely Law on Cultural Progress, Law on Book System, the Law of the Architects, and Law on the Implementations of General Election. The last item, the People's Consultative Assembly, the House of Representatives, and the Regional Representative Councils of Indonesia held an annual session opened by Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives Fadli Zon at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Wednesday. In his speech, Fadli Zon said the government needs to be wary of economic growth in the second quarter of 2017 of 5.01%, which grew lower than the same quarter in 2016 at 5.18%. He hopes the alternative financing infrastructure development is very intense at this time and immediately is held by the government so that the dependency of the infrastructure budget on the state budget is reduced and can be allocated for program which is able to stimulate consumption and production. Thus, we can maintain the consumption of households, which has been main motor of the economy. However, the government wish to add new economic growth drivers from the investment can also be realized. Fadli Zon added, besides alternative financing for infrastructure development, the government must also be able to determine priority of infrastructure development which is able to stimulate the economy, so the benefits of the infrastructure which has been built can be directly perceived and can become a means of distribution of development throughout Indonesia.
Chairman of Indonesian SEA Games Contingent 2017 Aziz Samsudin said Trianti and Pramu Wisnu have presented 2 gold medals as a gift of the 72nd Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. The 2 gold medals were obtained from archery at the Southeast Asia Sport event. Aziz Samsudin, in his statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that with that success, Trianti and Pramu Wisnu were recorded as the first gold medal contributors to the Indonesian contingent. Although SEA Games 2017 has not officially opened yet, several matches have been held, such as soccer, water polo, and archery. SEA Games 2017 takes place in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia from August 19 to 31st, 2017. Listener, that was the news of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, on August 17, Indonesia celebrates Independence Day. It is independent from the colonialism of Dutch colonialism that has been handcuffed Indonesia since the 16th century, as well as Japan in the World War II. Dutch colonization in Indonesia began when the Dutch Allied troops managed to control Banda Aceh in 1904. However, many parties say The Dutch colonialism began since it controlled Maluku and founded a fortress in Ambon around 1650. Regardless, when the colonization started and the intention of the Dutch colonized Indonesia, Indonesia's independence after the World War II on August 17, 1945, is a strong determination of the Indonesian nation to be independent and able to express all the potential that exists without the pressure or intimidation from anyone and any nation. Because as stated in the preamble of the 1945 Constitution, the independence of a nation and community is the right of all nations. Independence does not mean that we are identical to do everything with free freedom without rules. The meaning of independence for Indonesia and the whole people of Indonesia is actually to maintain and make use of the freedom with all Indonesia's capability and power for the advancement of the nation. Moreover, Indonesian independence is increasingly meaningful for the people of Indonesia in maintaining the independence in 1945 to 1950 periods. Currently, the meaning of independence still refers to the proclamation of independence by Soekarno-Hatta on August 17, 1945. Among others, the Indonesian nation declares itself against all oppression and intimidation by other nations. In addition, every nation has the right to determine its own destiny and not made, molded, or engineered by other nations. So, in the current period of globalization, Indonesia should be able to show identity with all the existing potential, appreciate the work itself by referring to the nation's customs, not being a follower or affected and even depend on outsiders. Or else, Indonesia will lose the meaning of independence proclaimed by the founding fathers of this country in 1945. That was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, we meet again in the regular Today in History of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We begin with an event on August 17, 1945, when Indonesia proclaimed its independence. The atomic bombings attacked by the United States in Hiroshima and Nagasaki marked the Japanese surrender to the Allies. The moment was then used by Indonesia to proclaim its independence. On August 12, 1945, Japan, through Heisaichi Taroji, said that Japan would immediately give the independence to Indonesia on August 24, 1945, and it was conveyed to Sukarno, the chairman of the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence. However, the youth activists objected to the idea because they wanted Indonesia to be independent by its own effort and struggles, not receiving it from Japan. The youth activists, including Hairul Saleh, Sukarni, and Wikana, urged Sukarno to proclaim Indonesian independence immediately. On August 16th in the morning, they kidnapped Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta to Rengas Dengklok, and later this event is known as the Rengas Dengklok incident. The purpose of kidnapping to prevent Sukarno and Muhammad Hatta from being influenced by Japan. Finally, the Indonesian independence was proclaimed in Jakarta, accompanied by the Indonesian flag raising ceremony at 10 a.m. on August 17, 1945. The next event was on August 17, 1960, when the Republic of Gabon declared its independence from France. The Republic of Gabon is a country at the western part of Africa. Gabon borders the Equatorial Guinea and Cameroon in the north, and the Republic of the Congo in the west and south. In the 15th century, Gabon was colonized by Portuguese. Later, in mid-19th century, France invaded Gabon and Gabon officially became the colonial territory of France. In 1910, Gabon became one of the four territories of French Equatorial
Africa, a federation that survived until 1959. During the Congress of Berlin, France surrendered its authority, and Gabon achieved its independence on August 17, 1960, with Léon Mba as the first president of Gabon. We conclude today in history with an event on August 17, 1999, when a deadly earthquake struck Turkey. On August 17, 1999, two earthquakes with a magnitude of 6.7 and 7.4 on the Richter scale respectively struck Izmit, a region in the northwest and west of Turkey. The natural disaster killed 18,000 people and injured 44,000 people. The magnitude of the earthquake shifted the land along the North Anatolia as far as 3 meters. Turkey territories, particularly Anatolia territory, has been going through a dozen of earthquakes at the same magnitude. However, the earthquake that occurred in 1999 was the greatest earthquake which struck Turkey. The listener, that was Today in History for Today from RRI World Service in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with News in Brief. I'm Dinu Graha. Ukraine, as one of Indonesia's partner countries in Eastern Europe, is interested to hold political dialogue with Indonesia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo delivered his state address at the annual sessions of the People's Consultative Assembly at the Parliament Building, Jakarta, Wednesday, August 16, 2017. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that development is an important factor to strengthen the unity of Indonesia. The People's Consultative Assembly, the House of Representatives, and the Regional Representative Council of Indonesia held an annual session opened by Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives Fadli Zon at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Wednesday. The Indonesian government and the House of Representatives should re-establish the National Legislation Program of 2017 draft priority. Joko Widodo, Yusuf Kala administration is quite successful in guarding and maintaining Indonesia's economic growth amid the global economic slowdown. The last item, Chairman of Indonesia SEA Games Contingent 2017 Aziz Samsudin said, Sri Yanti and Pramu Wisnu have presented two gold medals as a gift of the 72nd Independence Day of the Republic of Indonesia. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dinu Graha. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Indonesian Wonder, and Miss Eleni.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, we meet again in the regular Indonesian Wonder. Into this edition, we will introduce you to various traditions to enliven the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day. Stay tuned. In the Indonesian people celebrate the proclamation of their Independence Day on August 17 every year. The commemoration of Proclamation Day is usually held with ceremonial activity and enlivened by conducting various traditional contests such as eating kerupuk or crackers contest, the gunny sack race, and the palm tree climbing. Besides conducting various matches, a part of Indonesian people also hold a variety of unique and interesting traditions to enliven the celebration of Indonesian Independence Day. For instance, the people of Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, who conduct the rowing contest coincides with the Proclamation Day. The contest, which is held on Martapura River, joined by hundreds of participants from various regions in South Kalimantan. Each boat comprises of 10 people, and they must cross the river for 500 meters. The winner will obtain the prize money, as well as the rotating trophy of the South Kalimantan governor. Like Banjarmasin people, people in Batam also hold the sailing boat racing. Every year, the contest always presents to enliven the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day. The sailing boat racing itself has been existed since 1959 up to nowadays. During the event, thousands of spectators will come, and they will crowd the place from the seaside area to Port Yard in the region of Belakang Padang. Unlike the Banjarmasin and Batam people, the Aceh people hold the horse racing or pacu kuda to enliven the commemoration of Indonesian independence. Uniquely, the horse racing is rated by 12 years old up to 20 years old participants by not using paddle at all. Listener, the celebration of Indonesian Independence Day in Palembang, South Sumatra cannot be separated from the tradition of Telok Abang. Telok Abang means the red eggs. Physically, Telok Abang is the boiled eggs in the red color. Then those eggs are pinned on various toys in the form of miniature boats, aircrafts, or cars made of woods or cardboard. The colored papers are added to make them more attractive. On the struggling of independence period, Telok Abang was created as the symbol of victory from war. In the past, many warriors did not have boats and aircraft to get into the war. Therefore, this event is made into miniature in order to convey to the Indonesian children that Indonesia will be the winner, although they did not have modern weapons like the colonizer. Ahead of the Proclamation Day, these traditional toys are sold in every corner of Palembang City. Listeners, one day ahead of Indonesian Independence Day, Malang people in East Java hold Baritan tradition. Baritan is the Thanksgiving tradition by holding it together event. The tradition is comprised of the greeting from several representatives, the delivery of moral message of the independence struggle, and closed with Baritan tradition. The dining activity is done together by sitting on floor or lesehan. People can enjoy nasi tumpeng or the cone-shaped rice, surrounded by assorted Indonesian dishes. Baritan tradition is held as a form of gratitude for the blessings given by God Almighty, as well as to maintain a sense of solidarity, tolerance, and simplicity. Listener, that was the regular Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Various Traditions to Enliven the Commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. See you and sampai jumpa.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Miscellany. In today's edition of Miscellany, we will present you information about a series of events to enliven Indonesia's 72nd Independence Day. So stay tuned. Listener, 72 years ago, to be exact, on August 17, 1945, Indonesia proclaimed its independence from foreign colonization. At present, all Indonesia people commemorate the proclaim of Indonesian Independence Day on August 17th every year. Therefore, a series of events are held to enliven the Indonesia's 72nd Independence Day. The anniversary will be more interesting and diverse this year because the government involves the society to engage on various events with various activities which have been conducted for one full month. Those series of activities are expected to awaken the public participation who get involved in those such heroic activities, as well as to evoke a sense of solidarity and pride among Indonesian citizens as a great nation. In addition, those activities are also a form of attention from the government to revive the sense of nationalism in all layers of society in various regions. Listeners, on August 1st, 2017, the government has conducted an art exhibition, particularly the painting collection exhibitions of the Presidential Palace, with a theme entitled Senandung Ibu Pertiwi, or the Humming of the Nation, in National Gallery of Indonesia. This time, it displays more collections of the Presidential Palace and other various activities. Then in the evening, a national zikir was held at the courtyard of Merdeka Palace as the gratitude on the 72 years independence. Numbers of ulamas and students from various Islamic boarding schools participated in the event. Later, there is an art festival at Patahila Museum in Jakarta Old Town that is held on August 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th, 2017. There was also the 22nd National Technology Awakening Day, which also became part of Independence Month with the theme of Knowledge-Based Maritime Development, which has been conducted at Center Point of Indonesia, Makassar, South Sulawesi on August 10, 2017. Moreover, there was the commencement of the implementations of Pancasila ideology at Bogor Palace on August 11, 2017. This event is an initiative from the Chief of the Presidential Working Unit on the Implementations of Pancasila, UKP-PIP. Listeners, the government will also give the citizens the opportunities to convey their messages through social medias by making a very simple video which shows that they gathered and carried a lot of flags while shouting the slogan of commemorations of Indonesia 72nd Independence Day. There were also three consecutive events held on August 15, 2017. Those events were Indonesian Discount Shopping Day or Happy Birthday Indonesia at Gambir Expo, G Expo, Kemayoran, Jakarta. The decoration and honor awards, as well as the inaugurations of Indonesian flag hoisting troops at the State Palace. The peak of the celebration is the flag-raising ceremony at Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on August 17. On the next day, on August 18, there will be the commemorations of Constitution Day in one of National Parliament Building Complex Nusantara 4 building. In the afternoon, there will be a friendly get-together with flag-hoisting troops and national models. In the evening, the peak of countdown of 2018 Asian Games will be held. This year's independence anniversary coincides with 1 year ahead of 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia. The moment is used by government to hold a remarkable show to commemorate the countdown of Asian Games 2018. A number of Asian artists will participate to enliven the event. The Indonesian Achievement Festival Exemplary and Achievement will be the flagship events on August 21st, 2017. The event will be held at Jakarta Convention Center, Jakarta. Then it will continue to the next event, the Art Festival of Indonesian Achievement Festival, on the next day. Well, listeners, that was Miscellany for today, featuring a series of events to enliven Indonesia's 72nd Independence Day. We'll meet again on the next editions of Miscellany with other interesting topics. See you!
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. We meet again in the regular Music Corner. In coincide with the commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day, today's segment will present you the heroic songs. The commemoration of Indonesian Independence Day is a momentum to remember the history of Indonesian struggle and the merits of Indonesian national heroes to seize the independence, which was full of sacrifices. It has been 72 years since Indonesian people enjoyed their independence. Well, listener, let's listen to the first inspiring song entitled Indonesia Jaya, dedicated by Harvey Malaiholo, which tells about Indonesian struggles to realize their ideals to be the prosperous and safe nation. Happy listening.
Dalam dada sebuah jiwa Pancasila.
was the opening song in today's segment of Music Corner entitled Indonesia Jaya, dedicated by Harvey Malaiholo. Indonesia has been colonized for a long time, exactly for 3.5 centuries. The Indonesian independence is the result of the struggle for it from Indonesian national heroes. Therefore, Indonesian youth need to strive and work hard to continue the Indonesian ideals as a form of appreciation for the Indonesian national heroes who had been struggled to seize the independence. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Pantang Mundur by Titi Puspa. This song tells us a glimpse of story about the devotion of the hero who left his beloved family to go to the battlefield.
Pasti kau pahlawan, ku relakan di kau berjuang demi keagungan negara. Kanda pergi ke Medan Jaya.
The struggle of Indonesian people after the independence is to equate Indonesia's dignity with other countries, as Indonesia has great potential to be the country that will continue to advance because Indonesia has the abundant natural resources and capable human resources to catch up with other countries. Therefore, the values of struggle and ideals of the proclamation must be remembered by and embedded on every Indonesian people. To conclude the segment, let's listen to the last song entitled Nusantara by Kus Plus, which reflects on how rich is Indonesia. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Limpa, limpa kekayaan Nusantara.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
kan janji olehmu negeriku suci nan abadi.
Indonesia tanah airku, tanah tumpah darahku.
We'll be right back.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.